Students from Cheektowaga Central Middle School played the national anthem, and a short while later, Naval Park officials joined Congressman Brian Higgins to present the America-Vietnam War commemoration pin to the park's special guests.
The commemoration pledges to honor United States veterans who served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces between November 1st, 1955 and May 15th, 1975, regardless of location.
Several speakers recalled the less than enthusiastic welcome back many veterans got when they came home from the politically and socially divisive war. Army Sergeant First Class William Roland Hayes served with Airborne and saw action in the Tet Offensive. He says the public has come around in more recent years, but he won't forget how it used to be.
You know, we were behind the eight ball for a long time. I can remember coming from Vietnam and looking at TV, and what did you have? You had programs that's always talking about a Vietnam vet has gone absolutely berserk. And so when you see that, guess what the population does? They see that, and automatically, when they see a Vietnam vet, they think we're...
Naval Park officials say plans are underway to create an exhibit focusing exclusively on the Vietnam War, with displays including a Huey helicopter and refurbished PTF patrol boat. An estimated 75% of the docents who volunteer at the park are Vietnam veterans. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.